This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Itching for a fight. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Tuesday, September 5th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is calling for the toughest sanctions possible on North Korea after a nuclear test on Sunday, saying Pyongyang is begging for war.
President Trump is expected to announce the end of the DACA program for children brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents.
Environmental problems are mounting in southeast Texas a week after Harvey struck. Also, Hurricane Irma in the Atlantic is now a Category 4 storm.
And the blue-collar jobs becoming the hottest ones in America and also paying well, like truck driver.
They got the biggest pay raise of anyone as compared to a year prior, up 5.7%. They now get paid about $52,000 a year, which is higher than the median pay in America. So, yeah, I mean, this doesn't require a college degree or you know, and all the debt that might come with that. It pays really well, and they've just gotten a huge, huge pay raise.
Katie Hill at moneyish.com on blue-collar jobs in high demand. Her list in about 20 minutes. Saying the time for half measures in the Security Council is over, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said the time has come to exhaust all diplomatic means before it's too late in dealing with North Korea. South Korea is warning that North Korea appears to be preparing to test another intercontinental ballistic missile on the heels of Sunday's nuclear bomb test. Pyongyang conducted its first two ICBM test launches in July. Ms. Haley yesterday called for the strongest possible measures against North Korea at an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council.
The United States will look at every country that does business with North Korea as a country that is giving aid to their reckless and dangerous nuclear intentions.
The U.S. is circulating a resolution for new sanctions this week. The Wall Street Journal says new sanctions could target North Korea's revenue from textile exports, prohibit North Koreans from working overseas, and ban oil supplies to the government and military. China and Russia are emphasizing more talks. President Trump is expected to announce the end of the program known as DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That was a policy put in place by former President Obama. It grants work permits to people who were brought to this country illegally by their parents. The president has reportedly had conversations with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who argued that Congress is responsible for writing immigration law, helping persuade the president to terminate the program and kick the issue to Congress. California Congressman Lou Correa wants to keep the program.
The message is clear. They're good for our country. They're good for our economy. Let's keep the American dreamers here, and let's keep their dreams alive.
The Obama administration did not receive congressional approval. Politico says the White House plans to delay the enforcement of the president's decision for 6 months, giving Congress a window to act. Mr. Trump is expected to formally make that announcement tomorrow. More than a week after Hurricane Harvey first roared ashore, residents continue mucking out their homes and piling debris on their lawns. For thousands of people in southeast Texas, those are only part of the problems. The region is also dealing with troubling environmental issues. The EPA says more than 800 wastewater treatment facilities are not fully operational as a result of flooding, and that officials are aware of releases of wastewater from sanitary sewers, pollution that could cause health risks. Also, the agency has not had access to most of the 13 Superfund sites with toxic materials that were flooded or damaged from Harvey.
We got the family out, got my mom, my parents out, you know. We can start all over again, you know. But, hey, things happen. It could always been worse.
Thousands of people in southeast Texas still don't have safe drinking water, including in Beaumont, a city of 118,000. So far, the EPA has found that people who are served by 166 water systems are under boil water orders, and another 50 systems have been shut down completely. It's 11 minutes now after the hour. On this morning, America's First News. How would you like the convenience of joining a group cycling class whenever you want, right in your own home? Skip the commute to the gym, join live rides on the Peloton indoor cycling bike, or choose a ride on demand based on your favorite music. You can even choose your favorite world-class instructor. There are also dozens of on-demand scenic rides and additional off-bike workouts. The Peloton bike includes a 22-inch high-def touchscreen, performance tracking metrics, and a real-time leaderboard. In fact, see if you're working harder than me. My screen name is Radio Guy Gordon. Discover this cutting-edge indoor cycling bike that brings the studio experience to your home. Peloton is offering listeners a limited-time offer. Go to PelotonCycle.com, enter the code GORDONDEAL at checkout, and get 20% off accessories with your Peloton bike purchase. Get a great workout at home anytime you want. Go to PelotonCycle.com, use the code GORDONDEAL, and get started. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. The federal government will send tens of billions of dollars in aid to help those who have suffered from Hurricane Harvey's fury. If history is any guide, it will also provide an opportunity for local officials and contractors to steal or misuse federal funds on a grand scale. Here's Sean Zeller, deputy editor of CQ Magazine. Sean, what have you found?
Well, I think what we've learned from past natural disasters is that people want the government, the federal government, to step in and provide relief quickly. People are eager to rebuild, they're in very desperate situations, and they want the money so they can get started. And the problem is that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which oversees the disbursement of the funds, therefore doesn't do all the checks and expense account checking that it would that one would want to do in a normal procurement type situation. And as a result, history shows that funds go missing. People abuse the process. They take advantage of the government's leniency and they enter into bad contracts. You might even say in some instances, funds get stolen.
Is this because there's such a rush to help people, or there's really people trying to take advantage of the system here?
Well, both. I mean, there is a rush to help people. In the past, when FEMA has tried to, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, when it's tried to be tighter with the funds and disperse them more slowly and make sure it has all the receipts and all the plans in hand, it's been heavily criticized because, of course, that leaves people waiting whose houses have been destroyed.
Yeah.
And they're in desperate situations. So FEMA gets a lot better reviews when it shows up, you know, and just starts writing checks. So that's the pressure is on from the politicians to do that. We're already seeing Texas politicians like the governor, Greg Abbott, and Sheila Jackson Lee, the representative from Houston, and the senators like Ted Cruz, saying we need money fast and we need money, big money, along the lines of what was dispersed after Hurricane Katrina, $120 billion. Mm. And so when that money flows out to local governments, county governments, which then disperse it to town governments and city governments, and then on to contractors and subcontractors, there's ample opportunity for corruption.
We're speaking with Sean Zeller, deputy editor at CQ Magazine, talking about his piece entitled, If the Past is a Guide, Harvey Relief Spending Will Be Questioned. Anybody take a stab, Sean, at the percentage of federal money allocated that actually winds up going into the wrong hands or is used incorrectly?
Well, after Hurricane Katrina, the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, which is the auditor for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which looks at the book, found that hundreds of millions was misused or went missing. And that was out of $120 billion. So it's a decent percentage.
That's unbelievable. And then typically, whether there are hearings about how to prevent this, and does it ever get prevented?
Typically not, because what happens is the politicians step in and say, hey, let's let this go. I mean, an example was after Superstorm Sandy, a town on Long Island was accused by the Homeland Security Inspector General of misusing about $10 million in federal funds, of double billing, of entering into contracts that didn't meet federal standards, of billing the government in cases where it had received insurance money for the losses. And the FEMA said, hey, we want our money back. And Senator Charles Schumer, very powerful senator, now the most powerful Democrat in the Senate, said, stepped in and said, no, you know, the people of North Hempstead, New York, shouldn't be hit with a bill for this. You know, they were trying, you know, their darndest to recover from Superstorm Sandy, and, you know, they did their best, and if $10 million went missing, so be it. And
So
the issue was dropped.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Zeller, deputy editor of CQ Magazine. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, Hurricane Harvey began with raging winds, but its legacy will be water, seemingly endless, relentlessly insidious water, a staggering 40 inches or more that swamped parts of Houston in just 5 days. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is promising quick relief from Washington.
Texas will not have to go through this alone. But I know at the end of the day, we will be stronger.
The water and the muck and mold that follow will create misery that will linger for years and likely cost tens of billions of dollars. Officials across the northeastern Caribbean have canceled airline flights, shuttered schools, and urged people to hunker down indoors as Hurricane Irma barrels toward the region as a powerful Category 4 storm. States of emergency have been declared in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and all of Florida, while people on various Caribbean islands board up homes and rush to find last-minute supplies. With Seoul expecting another North Korean missile test, South Korean warships today conducted live fire exercises at sea. An explosion Sunday by North Korea, which Pyongyang said was a test of a hydrogen bomb, was a huge advance in the North's push for viable nuclear-tipped missiles capable of hitting the U.S., U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley.
The time for half measures in the Security Council is over. The time has come to exhaust all of our diplomatic means before it's too late.
Washington and Seoul have agreed to lift restrictions on South Korean missiles they'd previously agreed upon, allowing for Seoul to improve its preemptive strike capabilities against the North. J.D. Martinez has tied a major league record by homering four times in a single game. Martinez matched the mark by going deep in each of the last three innings of the Diamondbacks' 13-0 pounding of the Dodgers in Los Angeles last night.
Just go up here and just try to have a good at bat. You know, just keep doing what you've been doing all day. And you know what? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. It's going to happen. There's no point in trying to force it. Just go up there and just have a good at bat. That's kind of what I was telling myself.
Martinez is the 18th player in Major League history to hit four homers in one game.
That's unbelievable. At what point do you say to yourself, you know what, why don't we just give this guy an intentional pass? Just give him.
He almost got up there again to hit another.
Did he really?
One. Yeah.
Just give him first base and not let him take all four again.
He was seeing volleyballs out there.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. How'd you like to be earning $50,000 a year, getting above average raises, and be in high demand? Here's Who's Hot from Katie Hill, editor at moneyish.com. Katie, who's on the list?
This sort of surprised me, but truck drivers, right? They got the biggest pay raise of anyone as compared to a year prior, up 5.7%. They now get paid about $52,000 a year, which is higher than the median pay in America. So, yeah, I mean, this doesn't require, it doesn't require a college degree or you know, and all the debt that might come with that. It pays really well, and they've just gotten a huge, huge pay raise. What Glassdoor told me is that they're seeing these pay hikes because we're ordering a lot more things online, and so there's a big demand for truck drivers to be getting good. You know, you see how many Amazon packages probably arrive at front door,
sure.
But the trucks are the people shipping them from city to city to city, and so there's a huge demand right now for people driving trucks.
I don't want to say too much, but let me just say that the Amazon packages you referenced coming to my house are not addressed to me, and we'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that.
I was gonna say, the guilty party in my house for the overuse of Amazon.
Your point's a good one, though. I'm not an economist, but if truck drivers are busy, that's a good sign that we're buying stuff and the economy's humming along.
And it certainly looks like that's going to continue. Look, there is concern, right, about self-driving trucks. That probably will happen in the future. But as of right now, it's not negatively impacting truck driver jobs. In fact, the opposite is happening, and we need more because people are ordering more things online, and they want it fast. And so they need people hitting the roads and driving those packages.
All right. So what other employment areas are getting the big pay raises these days?
And these other ones we've seen recently also getting pay raises, baristas, you know, but again, their pay is pretty low to start with, so that could kind of explain that. But their pay hike is up nearly the same as truck drivers. Recruiters is one that's interesting to me because a lot of companies, it's very expensive to hire the wrong people, and as companies are hiring more and more, they're really looking for recruiters to help vet them through all these resumes and really find the right people. So that's a really good job to have now, too.
We're speaking with Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com, about her piece entitled "This Blue Collar Job is Now the Hottest Gig in America and It Pays Well," a reference to truck drivers. We're also looking at other blue collar gigs. Here's one I can't even believe this one is on your list as getting a pay raise, and that's bank teller. Right? These folks are like going extinct.
Yeah, one would think. But again, I mean, I think they started out with really low pay, and so they're getting little raises. Because you also see, what was interesting to me is a lot of, this reminds me, a lot of retail jobs right now are getting pay raises, which everyone's like, oh, retail, everyone just, you know, what are you talking about? But yeah, I mean, cashiers, 3.7% raises, store managers, 3.2%. They're saying holiday hiring, it's, you know, the big holiday hiring is still months away, but retailers are already making preparations for these short-term positions, and so that's an area to watch, too. And we often kind of think, oh, retail, well, no one's getting a raise doing that. But yeah, I mean, that's sort of what we're seeing.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Hill, editor at Moneyish.com. Hey, reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. You can follow me directly on Twitter as well, @GordonDeal. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Omaha Steaks offers a huge variety, from premium steaks to skillet meals. This summer, I've enjoyed grilling them at barbecues. They also make the perfect business gift. Their gifts offer unique home cooking experiences from a trusted brand known for quality. Right now, you can experience for yourself what makes these business gifts so unique with an exclusive offer. Order the perfect business gift to try the Omaha Steaks gift experience for yourself, or send it as a gift. The perfect business gift includes 4 bacon-wrapped tri-tip steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 gourmet franks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus free shipping and 4 caramel apple tartlets. This exclusive package is only $59.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type "deal" in the search bar, and choose the perfect business gift. Again, omahasteaks.com. Enter the code "deal" in the search bar to send or experience this exclusive gift package for only $59.99.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Glad you're with us on this Tuesday, September 5. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says North Korea is begging for war. President Trump expected to end the DACA program. Finding clean water a challenge after Harvey's damage in Texas. The New York Daily News is being purchased by Trunk, which also owns the LA Times and Chicago Tribune. Federer and Nadal need one more win each to meet in the semis of the U.S. Open, where they've never faced each other. A drunk and disruptive flyer has to pay $97,000 in restitution to Hawaiian Airlines, and therapy for out-of-control parrots. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 state for business, Michigan. Contact MichiganBusiness.org today. Business owners across the country say the National Flood Insurance Program, the only option for most, since private insurers largely got out of the flood insurance business nearly a century ago, is sorely out of step with their needs. Examples from Houston and Wall Street Journal's senior special writer, Ruth Simon. Ruth, what's up here?
We took a deep dive into the Federal Flood Insurance Program, which is the main way businesses and homeowners get flood protection. And what we found is it really falls short when it comes to meeting the needs of small business owners.
How come, or how so?
In a number of different ways. One of them is that the limits on how much these plans will cover, which is $500,000 for property and up to $500,000 for contents, haven't been updated since 1994, despite the fact that all sorts of costs have gone up. These plans also don't cover business interruption, which is a big issue, and many business owners think that their business interruption will be covered by their standard business interruption plans, but they exclude flood. So all those lost sales and the like, which is a big issue for many business owners, those aren't covered. And they only provide a very minimal amount of coverage for protections ahead of a flood, things like moving equipment or piling up sandbags, steps you'll take to prevent a lot of damage if you can.
Boy. Explain the story of the guy you opened your piece with, this Hal Pontes. He says he's got federal flood insurance, but experience has taught him it might not cover all his losses.
Yes, Mr. Pontes is a property owner, and he also has his own business. And he was hit last year. In last April, there were what were known as the tax day floods. And what he found that he has a bunch of buildings in a commercial property development, and the damage exceeded the $500,000 maximum on most of his flooded buildings. And then he also has a turbine business, and the $500,000 maximum in coverage for equipment and other contents fell short of those losses. The policy also didn't cover his business interruption. Now, when I talked to him on Monday, he wasn't really sure how bad the damage was going to be because he couldn't get to his buildings, but his fear was that more of his buildings would be damaged, and while he's taken all the steps he could to protect himself, his shop was filled with a lot of expensive equipment because he was having a very good year, and so that was another worry. And what I'll say is that his story in a lot of ways echoes the experience of other business owners we talk to around the country in places like Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Ellicott City, Maryland, and also in Louisiana, who had been hit by flooding.
Thanks, Ruth. That is Wall Street Journal senior special writer Ruth Simon. It's 21 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. It's Tuesday. Hope you enjoyed the Labor Day. It's time now for a travel update, and it's brought to you by Lexington Hotels. Treat yourself to a personal touch and great rates at Lexington and Red Lion Hotels. Book your stay today and join Hello Rewards for free nights and perks. As schools reopen, some parents are yielding to a timeless temptation: playing hooky. Nothing like a little friction to start off the school year, right? Here's Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. Sue, what'd you look at here?
I was taking a look at the growing number of parents, especially millennial parents, who love traveling with their children. They love traveling internationally. To them, it's a big part of having fun together as a family, and it's increasingly difficult to take a child out of school for these trips because the schools are putting up more walls, and also it's difficult, you know, to get permission from the teacher and school officials.
Yeah. Boy, there are people who actually ask permission. I wouldn't.
There are. And as kids get older, parents become aware it's stressful for the child sometimes to miss classes. Yeah. And it's also hard on the teacher, who may have worked really hard to do an in-class presentation or set up some kind of project or group collaboration. So it's getting more difficult at the same time that it's more important for parents.
Well, I generally go with, you know, what kind of memories are we going to make here, right? If it's a family vacation, like, there are ones I still talk about, you know, to this day. And, I might not remember a handful of math classes I missed that week.
That's right. And I think memories are what parents are trying to make. They're also trying to instill a love of science and exploration, geography, other cultures. The families I interviewed for this story and the students said that, you know, travel can indeed change your worldview. Yeah. It can give you new ideas about your life.
Are there any rules of thumb then that say, educators or parents put together for when is a good time or not a good time?
It all depends on two things: the purpose of the trip and what is going to be happening at school. Schools are under more pressure these days to keep kids in class. New federal law requires schools to track all kinds of absences, both excused and unexcused. And teachers want students in class. The best thing to do is to try to check way ahead of time and make sure it's going to work out okay. Ask both the principal and the teacher. Work ahead with the teacher to try to come up with some plan that fits that teacher's learning goals if you can. I think the pressures that schools are under these days really make it incumbent on parents to try hard to have it work smoothly. And ideally, of course, to take the trips during school breaks, which usually forces you to spend a lot more money on the travel.
Yeah. Is it true, too? Did you write that British parents can be fined and prosecuted if what? It's found that they deliberately missed school or didn't get permission or something?
They didn't get permission in advance. And there was a court case involving a dad who took his primary school child out for a family trip to Florida and got in big trouble and refused to pay the fine and went all the way to court. And yes, there is a British government requirement that you have to get permission in advance from the head teacher before taking your child out of school.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. She's written a piece entitled, When Is It Okay to Play Hooky with Your Children? All right, so to be fair, give that teacher's angle you referenced before, because I know there was one you quoted in the story, said she's frustrated by this.
She is. Teachers spend a lot of time these days creating classroom experiences. They also pivot on a dime when they see the class might not be getting something and they have to go back and repeat it again. The teachers I talked to said they understand that parents want to take their kids out and they want families to have a good time. The problem is it really does cost the child something. Increasingly, as the child moves on to higher grades, the child is stressed out trying to catch up. They might try to do their homework and not understand it. It comes back incomplete or incorrect. A teacher has to set aside extra time. The child feels left out. It really does cause problems that sometimes parents don't heed maybe enough.
Thanks, Sue. It's Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenbarger. She writes the Work and Family column. It's 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. Jennifer will be along in just a moment. This portion of the program is brought to you by Harry's. You've heard me talk about Harry's for some time now. I'm a big fan of this great shave you get, and also the convenience of Harry's. No more hassle with razors locked behind the counter at your local drugstore. Get a great shave delivered right to my door, and I save money at the same time, and over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's like me. Harry's is so confident you'll love their products, they're going to give you their trial set for free. All you do is cover the cost of shipping. That free trial set, by the way, includes this sleek, newly designed ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade for your sideburns. There's rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover tossed in as well. Head over to harrys.com/deal to get it now. I love supporting this small business, taking on the big boys and winning. Get started with Harry's today and get that trial set for free. Again, all you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. Join the shaving revolution. Get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover at harrys.com/deal. That's harrys.com/deal. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. The free trial set at harrys.com/deal. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koschenka is back with more of America's First News.
Court and Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected today to announce an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program, but with a six-month delay intended to give Congress time to pass legislation that would address the status of the hundreds of thousands of immigrants covered by the program. Senator Richard Blumenthal is gearing up for a battle.
This decision is the height of hypocrisy and inhumane. So I will continue to fight it, but at the same time seek legislation to leave no doubt that the Dreamers can stay in this country.
President Trump's decision on DACA would come after a long and public deliberation. Congress returns today from its summer break and will have to deal with keeping the federal government open, paying U.S. creditors, and passing a hurricane aid bill. The Trump administration is asking for approval of $7.8 billion to begin paying for the recovery from Hurricane Harvey, with a House vote scheduled for tomorrow. Texas Senator John Cornyn.
The first order of business is to make sure that we do everything we can do to make sure the federal government is providing the support that's needed for Texas and Texans to heal.
Congress also must keep the government running after current funding expires by October 1st, as well as raise the U.S. borrowing limit or risk defaulting on the nation's debt. Wind-driven flames, hot temperatures, and dry conditions are hampering firefighters across the West. The dozens of fires burning across the West and Canada have blanketed the air with choking smoke from Oregon, where ash fell on the town of Cascade Locks, to Colorado, where health officials issued an air quality advisory alert. Good news for the teens you can't drag out of bed. More and more evidence suggests the school day should start later. According to a study by RAND Corporation, starting school no earlier than 8:30 a.m. would not only save the U.S. $9 billion every year, it might also lead to improved educational achievement and fewer traffic accidents among tired teenagers. Researchers say not getting enough sleep is associated with several health risks, including being overweight, drinking alcohol, and using drugs, as well as poor academic performance.
Good. That will match the bus schedules of zero school districts around the country.
Well, they would have to change that.
They would. There goes your $9 billion in savings. Thanks, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. What would you guess is the most popular pet behind cats and dogs? Parrots. Hard to figure why. They're naturally messy and destructive. In homes, they've been known to break out of their cages, then peck off the computer keys on a keyboard, drop them on the floor. They shred wood, including picture frames and furniture. They chew electrical cords, paper, curtains. But the Wall Street Journal says people like Dawn Martine love them. She runs a nonprofit that finds homes for unwanted birds. She has 12 parrots, including two Moluccan cockatoos, whose piercing scream can be heard up to 5 miles away. A professional parrot trainer named Barbara Heidenreich helped New Zealand officials change the behavior of a very rare cockapoo parrot named Sirocco, who attacked a sanctuary visitor and tried to mate with his head. This was popular on YouTube. Using positive reinforcement, she says, Ms. Heidenreich got Sirocco to instead turn his affections to a shoe. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2424 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2424.